Welcome to Senior Living, brought to you by OWL Radio, a community service of the Low Vision Resource Center. I'm Chrissy Mernon. During this next half hour, I'm reading articles from AARP, the magazine. Up front, what I know now, Kelsey Grammer, the prolific actor and producer on his journey to happiness. Words to live by. Stagger onward rejoicing. That line came to me at age 15 in my little refuge, my bedroom, after my dad was murdered and my grandfather died. 11 years later, I found the line in Atlantis, a poem by W.H. Auden. He became my touchstone. I named our youngest child Auden. Handling tremendous loss. My sister was attacked and killed, and 5 years later, my two half-brothers died in a scuba accident. I just persevered. I cried out to God, and eventually I heard from him. The basic message was, I'm not out to get you, I'm here to help. That helped me a lot. Ordinary human unhappiness is life in its natural color. You have a responsibility to keep going. The kindness of others. I was in drama school at Juilliard with Robin Williams and Christopher Reeve and had $60 a month in Social Security from my dad's death. I slept in Central Park for a while, and I'd shower at the school. It wasn't bad. Joe at the Emerald Inn always poured me a free second drink, and a butcher would give me some ground round. There were kindnesses throughout my life. Surf lessons. I loved to surf as a young man. Now I paddleboard and snorkel. Water releases the things that are not helping, cleanses off the old concerns. You come out fresh and look at the world with new eyes. I do believe that happens to us even when we take a shower. It helps us face the day with courage. Fourth time's a charm. Once, when musing about a relationship, I was thinking, how did I get to this spot? Then I thought, I am the mystery guest at a dinner being thrown by my own decisions. I pretty much married the same person 3 times and finally realized I would not do that again. I had to repeat things to get it. Now I'm married to my 4th wife and have 7 children and 1 grandson. It's pretty great. Frasier reboot. Act 3 would be Frasier has his S...T together. Hopefully we find something we really like and the network likes and we can explore another few years of life with Frasier. 63 is better than 38. I feel even younger now than when I was 38. I know that there are others out there suffering with aging, and I hope that their lives will find the kind of happiness mine has. Hardships will still occur, but I'm so grateful for where I am today. Running on almost full. There are a million things I still want to know and things I still hunger for. I can't find the right word for it. I'm not fulfilled, but I'm very full. I guess I'm just full of life. The next article from AARP, the magazine. Healthy You, 7 numbers that reveal your heart disease risk. What are your chances of having a heart attack or stroke? These measurements can offer a clue and a path to better health. Debbie Schrenegast knows she should have seen the warning signs. When she looks back at 2014, the year she suffered a stroke, Schrenegast, 56, sees a stubborn old donkey in denial about her health. I had let my blood pressure go uncontrolled, and I had remained overweight for so long. Schrenegast, who lives in Lafargeville, New York, joined an American Heart Association program sponsored by her hospital that eased her into an exercise routine. She took nutrition classes, dropped 30 pounds, and no longer needs blood pressure medication. Of course, it's easy to measure how much weight you've lost or how much faster you can jog a mile. It's harder to calculate whether your heart is getting healthier. But if you know what markers to keep an eye on with your doctor, you can tell whether your ticker is getting stronger or weaker as time goes by. Here are the numbers you need to know. Cholesterol, the number to know, less than 240. The body produces 2 main types of cholesterol, LDL, the bad cholesterol, and HDL, the good type. Measured together, along with 20% of your triglyceride score, they add up to your total cholesterol level. An ideal cholesterol score is 200 or less. Between 200 and 239 is borderline high. Go over 240, however, and you have high cholesterol. In most cases, your physician will be focused on tamping down your LDL, which can clog up arteries, including those that feed your heart and brain, and increase your risk for heart attack and stroke. The good cholesterol can help eliminate the bad, but only to a degree. Beat your score. Have a meatless Monday. You know the diet drill. Limit red meat and full-fat dairy foods and eat more whole grains and produce. To make it easier, try celebrating Meatless Monday. Originally conceived to aid the war effort in World War I, it was revived by health advocates in 2003 to fight a different enemy. Just one meatless day a week will help. Next week, see if you can make it two. And get more exercise. Exercise appears to enhance your muscles' ability to use blood lipids for energy. Studies suggest that the ideal workout plan consists of 30 minutes of exercise 5 days a week, combining moderate aerobic activity and moderate to high-intensity resistance training. Blood pressure, the number to know, less than 130 over 80. Blood pressure is the force of blood pushing against the walls of your blood vessels. When it runs consistently high, it strains the heart and arteries. High blood pressure or hypertension is often called the silent killer because it usually lacks obvious symptoms. Yet, nearly half of all U.S. adults have high blood pressure. When left uncontrolled, it is a major risk factor for heart attack, stroke, heart failure, and kidney disease. Blood pressure is defined as high if the top number is 130 or above, or the bottom number is 80 or higher. Beat your score. Cook at home. You're familiar with the link between sodium and blood pressure. What you might not know is that more than 70% of your sodium intake comes from food prepared outside the home, ordered in a restaurant, or bought in a package. Cooking with simple, healthy ingredients is the biggest dietary step you can take toward lowering your blood pressure. While you're at it, look for sources of potassium, a mineral found in many fruits and vegetables, especially sweet potatoes, bananas, spinach, and avocados. Increasing your potassium can help to lower your sodium level. Resting heart rate, the number to know, 60 to 100. Your resting heart rate is simply how many times your heart beats per minute while you're at rest. A lower resting heart rate is usually a sign of greater cardiovascular fitness. Athletes, for example, are more likely to have a low resting heart rate because they're in better physical shape. Certain medications, including beta blockers used to control blood pressure, can also lower heart rate. Beat your score. Go for a brisk walk. A good time to check your resting heart rate is first thing in the morning before getting out of bed. Check it regularly. An exercise monitor can help, but you can do it easily without one. Just take your pulse for 15 seconds and multiply by 4. If you notice that the rate is beginning to trend upward, you may need to exercise more. A rise in resting heart rate over a 10-year period was associated with an increased risk of death, according to a study of more than 29,000 participants. For most people, a resting heart rate between 60 and 100 beats per minute is considered normal, but stress, hormones, and medication can affect your rate. Although taking a brisk walk, swim, or bike ride raises your heart rate temporarily, these activities make the heart more efficient over time. They may also help you lose weight, which can reduce your risk. If you are overweight or obese, your heart has to work to pump extra blood through your larger frame. Over time, an overworked heart muscle gets thicker, which can eventually lead to heart failure. Blood glucose level, the number to know, less than 100. Your blood sugar level can fluctuate depending on the time of day, what you eat, and when you eat. That's why a fasting blood glucose test is the most commonly used way to measure it. You want a number of less than 100. The body's inability to regulate blood glucose is the primary component of diabetes. As the digestive system breaks down food into sugar, insulin, a hormone made by the pancreas, helps transport blood glucose into your cells. Diabetes develops when there is too much sugar in the blood because the body either fails to make enough insulin or because the body's cells become resistant to it. Your doctor may also order an A1C blood test, which is the primary screening used in diagnosing and managing diabetes. The A1C test measures a person's blood sugar levels over the previous 3 months, and a normal A1C reading is below 5.7%. Beat your score. Double down on vitamin D. A low-fat, low-sugar, high-protein diet with plenty of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains is the best dietary prescription for keeping blood sugar in check. And consider taking a vitamin D supplement between 800 and 2,000 IU daily. In studies, those with the highest levels of vitamin D had the lowest risk of diabetes. Body mass index. The number to know, 18.5 to 24.9. Body mass index, or BMI, is a ratio of weight to height that, when too high, can classify someone as overweight or obese. The higher the BMI, the greater the risk for heart disease, stroke, certain cancers, and other chronic illnesses. The National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute offers an online calculator to estimate your BMI. Generally, a BMI score between 18.5 and 24.9 is healthy. Between 25 and 29.9 is considered overweight, and a score of 30 or higher is considered obese. Beat your score. Lose a little weight. Shedding as little as 5% of your body weight can result in significant changes to your risk of heart disease and can improve your overall health by decreasing blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol levels. Waist circumference. The numbers to know, 40 for men, 35 for women. People who carry fat around their abdomen instead of on the hips or elsewhere are at greater risk for heart disease and type 2 diabetes. To measure your natural waist, grab an old-fashioned tape measure and stand without pushing out or sucking in your belly. Wrap the tape measure around your torso just above your hip bones. If you lean to one side, a crease forms at the point of your natural waist. Exhale, then measure. In general, men should aim for a waist circumference of less than 40 inches, while women should shoot for less than 35 inches. Beat your score. Walk quickly and slowly. A recent review of 39 studies found that high-intensity interval training, mixing brief bouts of fast walking, running, or biking with longer stretches of slower-paced exercise, was more effective at burning abdominal fat than only steady-state exercise. But all exercise can help flatten your belly. VO2 max, the numbers to know, 28.2 for men and greater than 20 for women. Unless you're an athlete, you've probably never been tested for VO2 max, but this measurement can give you a unique perspective on your aerobic fitness. The higher the number, the healthier your overall cardiovascular system. The numbers above represent the 50th percentile of fitness for 60-year-olds in the United States. VO2 max is typically measured by having the subject run on a treadmill to the point of exhaustion. But researchers have developed a calculator that allows you to plug in numbers such as your waist circumference and resting heart rate to calculate your VO2 max at home. When the researchers tested their calculations against participants' actual VO2 max test, the results were remarkably accurate. The calculator on the site worldfitnesslevel.org will tell you both your VO2 max score and your fitness age, giving you an idea of whether you're as young as you feel. Beat your score, get intense. Any kind of cardiovascular exercise, whether it's running, biking, even weight training done at a high enough intensity, will help to improve your overall VO2 max score. The next article from AARP magazine, Movies for Grown-Ups. In another banner year for filmmakers over 50, Hollywood looked for truth and found it in real people's lives. Over a dozen films up for our 18th annual AARP, the magazine's Movies for Grown-Ups Awards, are based on true stories. But whether factual, fictionalized, or dreamed up, all of this year's picks got us thinking about how society changes. These nominees represent the best Hollywood has to offer mature film fans. Best Movie for Grown-Ups. The nominees are A Star is Born. Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga outdo the 1976 Barbra Streisand version of the star-crossed love story. And who knew he could sing and she could act? BlacKkKlansman. The funny, horrifying true story of a black cop infiltrating the KKK is a blistering reply to the 1950s pro-KKK, The Birth of a Nation. Can You Ever Forgive Me? Melissa McCarthy and Richard E. Grant make movie magic from the true story of deplorable yet adorable entrepreneurs who staved off starvation by hawking forgeries of famous authors' letters. Green Book. A film festival surprise prize winner, this mostly factual 1960s buddy comedy drama made elated audiences leap to their feet, applauding its message of racial healing. Roma. A cinematic elegy to the 1970s Mexico City youth that launched director Alfonso Cuarón. The film centers on the family maid, a mother figure. Best Actress. The nominees are Sandra Bullock, Bird Box. The Oscar winner leads the cast of a post-apocalyptic thriller about which even Stephen King said, "I was riveted." Glenn Close, The Wife. At 71, the six-time Oscar nominee, who calls herself a late bloomer, does a career capstone performance as a Nobel Prize winner's more talented, overshadowed spouse. Viola Davis, Windows. Her first heist thriller, a female-dominated brainier Ocean's 8, makes the Oscar winner an action star, too. Nicole Kidman, Destroyer. In a startling portrayal as gritty as Charlize Theron in Monster, she becomes a glamour-free undercover cop infiltrating a gang of bank robbers. Julia Roberts, Ben is Back. One of America's top movie stars is better than ever at 51, acing the part of a terrified, fierce mom of an addict who's home from rehab. Best Actor. The nominees are Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate. In a superb cinematic portrait of Vincent van Gogh, the uncanny, emphatic actor captures the Impressionist master's agony, ecstasy, and artistic vision. Hugh Jackman, The Frontrunner. Famous for enormously emotional roles, he hits a new high as chilly, brilliant Gary Hart, who lost any chance at the presidency on the bad ship Monkey Business. Viggo Mortensen, Green Book. As a nightclub bouncer turned bodyguard, Lord of the Rings noble Aragorn reveals an unexpected gift for socially conscious clowning. Robert Redford, The Old Man and the Gun. Half a century after Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, he can still make America fall in love with a bank robber based on a real guy. John C. Reilly, Stan and Ollie, a breakout star at 53, he plays silent film icon Oliver Hardy attempting a late-life comeback, another fine film he's gotten himself into. Best Supporting Actress. The nominees are Angela Bassett, Black Panther. She always yearned to play royalty, and she rules as the Queen Mother of Wakanda in the year's reigning hit. Blythe Danner, What They Had. No one has captured the mind of an Alzheimer's patient with the ethereal realism she brings to the part. Nicole Kidman, Boy Erased. Kidman melts hearts as a Southern mom whose son's trauma from conversion therapy sparks her own coming of age. Michelle Yeoh, Crazy Rich Asians. As a matriarch more formidable than her crouching tiger, hidden dragon, sword fighter, she gives grown-up gravitas to the all-Asian Hollywood blockbuster hit. Judi Dench, All Is True. The Royal Shakespeare Company actress who won an Oscar for Shakespeare in Love plays the neglected wife the playwright reconnects with in his last days. Best Supporting Actor. Robert Duvall, Widows. Duvall continues to top himself at 87, depicting a racist politician in an action film with important ideas. After 7 Oscar nominations and 1 win, he still smells like victory. Sam Elliott, A Star is Born. He has earned 90% of his Hollywood honors after turning 50, and at 74, he hits a new high as Bradley Cooper's brother and manager in a smash hit. Richard Grant, Can You Ever Forgive Me? Grant thought his film career would end by his 50s. Instead, at 61, he's a sensation as Melissa McCarthy's witty, self-sabotaging partner in crime. Robert Forster, What They Had. The 77-year-old has the role of a lifetime as Blythe Danner's loyally stubborn husband in one of the best dramas about Alzheimer's ever filmed. Ian McKellen, All Is True. He shines as the rich earl who inspired Shakespeare's greatest poems, recalling the friend's youth with wry grown-up wisdom. Best Director. The nominees are Kenneth Branagh, All Is True. Hollywood's leading maker of Shakespeare movies directs and stars in one about the bard's final act when he came home and came to terms with his family. Alfonso Cuarón, Roma. His Oscar winner, Gravity, was terrific, but this lovely tribute to his childhood nanny is a more personal masterpiece. Mimi Leder, On the Basis of Sex. 2 decades after box office failure Pay It Forward stalled her career, she bounces back by dramatizing the gender rights case that propelled Ruth Bader Ginsburg to legal stardom and the Supreme Court. Peter Farrelly, Green Book. At age 62, the co-author of Dumb and Dumber makes a smart breakthrough historical drama with just a few fine comic touches. Spike Lee, Black Klansman. It's his most popular and significant film since Malcolm X, though freer, hilarious, and more timely. A true story that celebrates FBI heroes and strikes a blow against racism. Best Screenwriter. The nominees are Brian Hayes, Curie, Nick Vallelonga, Peter Farrelly, Green Book. The script walks a tightrope, dramatizing tough issues through vivid characters, comedy, and heartwarming redemption that rings true. Deborah Davis and Tony McNamara, The Favorite. The year's most wickedly funny and scabrously entertaining historical film is a royal love triangle romp starring Emma Stone, Rachel Weisz, and Olivia Colman. Peter Hedges, Ben is back. He transforms the opioid epidemic from an issue you'd only read about to a family crisis you care about. Nicole Holofcener and Jeff Witte, Can You Ever Forgive Me? Few screenwriters have built a Springer drama to launch its star to a new level of cinematic distinction. Paul Schrader, First Reformed. Taxi Driver made him famous at 26, but at 72, he's written his second masterwork about a pastor's midlife crisis. Best Ensemble. The nominees are Black Panther. A passel of the best black actors alive convincingly create a mythical African nation of many superheroes, a heroic achievement. Bohemian Rhapsody. Not only about one magnetic star, the film shows us that it takes a band to make a legend. Crazy Rich Asians. The movie with a crazy number of Asian stars, including a wonderful role for powerful grown-up Michelle Yeoh, is an influential $238 million smash. The Front Runner. It has more intelligent star parts than an old Robert Altman film, and their controlled chaos in this true story about candidate Gary Hart is orchestrated with comparable skill. Widows. Colin Farrell, Robert Duvall, and Liam Neeson are fabulous, yet they're upstaged by an upstart female gang, Viola Davis, Cynthia Erivo, Carrie Coon, Elizabeth Debicki, and Michelle Rodriguez. Best Grown-Up Love Story. The nominees are All Is True. When a husband's will leaves his wife his second-best bed, it's not a perfect marriage, but this autumnal tale about Mr. and Mrs. Shakespeare is about the lovers' reconciliation late in life. The Old Man and the Gun. It's amazing that Sissy Spacek and Robert Redford have never before starred in a film together, given the sparks they strike in this old-fashioned movie that feels so good, it's almost criminal. On the Basis of Sex. Felicity Jones and Armie Hammer immortalize a marriage of two lawyers who subverted convention while changing society together, in the kitchen he cooked and on the Supreme Court. Private Life. Without lapsing into sentimentality or farce, this honest story captures what it's like for a couple to try for a last-chance baby. What They Had. There is no better cinematraic portrait There is no better cinematic portrait of a marriage and a family stricken by Alzheimer's, yet bonding through the searing experience. Best Time Capsule. The nominees are Bohemian Rhapsody. Though it takes a little artistic license with singer Freddie Mercury's Wild Life, its recreation of a time you remember will rock you. Black Klansman. It makes the 1970s civil rights era come alive and provides a telling comparison with the strife of modern times. First Man, the best movie about the space race era since Apollo 13. If Beale Street Could Talk, a lovely, lyrical, socially relevant film about 1970s Harlem. Roma, writer-director Caron lovingly replicates his childhood home down to the smallest detail with big historical events swirling around it. Best Foreign Language Film, and the nominees are Cold War, a passionate Polish love story set against the East-West conflict after World War II. The Guilty, a taut, twisty Danish detective story about an abducted woman and the haunted cop trying to save her. Never Look Away. The Venice Film Festival prize winner fictionalizes the amazing Berlin wall-crossing story of famous artist Gerhard Richter. Roma, with magical realism, ravishing cinematography, and enveloping sound design, it steeps us in another world. Shoplifters, a family of thieves finds a place for a cast-off toddler in a Japanese movie as warm as a mug of tea. Best Intergenerational Film. The nominees are Beautiful Boy, based on a father's and son's beautiful memoirs about the son's youthful addiction, the film immerses us in two generations' views of the trauma they shared. Ben is Back. Lucas Hedges is a skyrocketing young actor whose game gets raised by two great grown-up actors playing his parents, Julia Roberts and Courtney B. Vance. Crazy Rich Asians. Its richest treasure is its philosophical clash between the older Eastern generation and the young Westerners with their more individualistic ideas. A Quiet Place. In an utterly original, virtually silent horror film, the grown-ups, Emily Blunt and John Krasinski, and children forge a believable family in a fantastic nightmare world. Mary Poppins Returns. Grown-up talents Angela Lansbury, Dick Van Dyke, and Meryl Streep help the youngsters, led by Emily Blunt, revive a franchise all generations love. Best Documentary. Amazing Grace. Top critics are calling the film of Aretha Franklin's 1972 gospel music concert released after 47 years the best music documentary of all time. Bathtubs Over Broadway. The surprisingly fascinating world of long-ago industrial musicals starring the likes of Martin Short and Cheetah Rivera. RBG. Ruth Bader Ginsburg's life from bright child to Supreme Court justice to pop culture icon. The Rest I Make Up. About nine-time Obie-winning Cuban-American playwright Maria Irene Fornes, who helped document her own dementia with courage and wisdom. Won't You Be My Neighbor? A touching, heartfelt film about Fred Rogers, who helped save PBS. Those are articles from AARP, the magazine. Thank you for listening to today's Senior Living. If you have questions or comments about the program, please call us at 210-829-4223. This program will be replayed after 9 this evening. I'm Chrissy Mernon, saying goodbye from AL Radio.